Hello, guys. Welcome back to the Musical Age podcast. I'm warning you that today, it's going to be a very, very, very long episode. So just if you have a lot of time, please listen. But just warning you, if you're on a time crunch, then you should definitely skip this one. So, guys, today I will be talking about one of my favorite playlists that I listen to a lot, and I call it work because I like listening to it while I'm gaming, while I'm working, doing chores and stuff. It's just kind of a mix of my favorite songs. You might see a theme between different artists because I kind of added these in when I started to like different artists. That's why this is going to be a very long episode. I think you can find it on Spotify. I don't know really, but you can try. Let's get into it. So, number one is Miss Atomic Bomb by The Killers. You've probably heard from my other episode that I really love The Killers. They're just really great. They pump me up, obviously, because that's what this playlist is for. They have really good tunes. This song in particular has a really good beat drop at one point. And it also kind of tags on to one of the other songs that I think is in this place. Actually, no, it's not. But it's Mr. Brightside, one of The Killers' most famous songs. It's like part two. So listen into the lyrics for that one. And I think I'm going to rate this one a 9 out of 10. I really love this song. Number 2. By the way, I'm not placing these. I'm just showing them in the order that they came on my playlist. Number 2 is Boy. You've definitely heard of me talking about this in one of my other episodes with my dad. It's a really good song. Has a really good message. People might think it sounds a little weird at the first, but once you get to listen to it, after a little bit, it starts to actually sound good, and you start to really like it. Boy, a great song. I'm still gonna call it like an 8, but great lyrics is probably one of the things, because you know, like, some songs are just bad lyrics, but they have a good tune. When you have a song with good lyrics and a good tune, like a good message. So definitely listen to that. It's completely clean. It's a great song. Flesh and Bone. It's also another Killer song. So there's going to be a big space of Killers in this playlist, because I love a lot of Killer songs. So, Flesh and Bone is also a hyped-up song that I've liked for a very long time. It's more in the rock category than other of theirs. A lot of their different other songs. It's definitely, like, pretty hard rock, I guess you could say. I mean, not hard rock, but probably one of the most rock songs they have. I might change my mind at some point, but yeah, for now, it's a very good song, definitely completely clean. By the way, The Killers are almost 100% free of bad words or inappropriate language. There's only like 2 or 3 songs, but I don't really like those anyway, so. Flesh and Bone, it's not one of my favorites, so I guess I'll give it an 8. It's still a really good song. I recommend it, definitely. Okay, next one. I really love this song. And if you've listened to almost all my other episodes, you know about this one because I said I really liked it and I had an interview with my dad. It's Human. And this song just has a really good tune. It has some good beat drops. Yeah. I don't really understand the lyrics that much. I mean, but it's a pretty good message. I do understand the lyrics, but not that much. They don't really make sense to you at first, but they'll make sense to you if you study them hard and listen to the song over and over again. So I'm giving this one a 10 out of 10. Great song. I love this song so much. Okay, next one is Caution. This is the Killers' first song from their Imploding the Mirage album. And you can listen to that just in Spotify. But I went to a Killers concert for Imploding the Mirage. It was insane. I literally, there was sparks flashing from the back of the stage. It was so loud and so cool. I honestly just love it because it does pump you up. And it's very, it's just really good to listen to it. It just helps you focus. So yeah, that one's gotta be a 9 out of 10. Next one is Spaceman. So this one, my brother really hates this song. Not like Thomas, but like my other brother. Like, I have lots of brothers, but like that's besides the point. One of my brothers really hates this song. I don't really blame him. It's a great song to me, but to other people, it sounds pretty strange. But like Boy, you just have to listen to it. You know? You just have to listen to it to know it. I don't recommend watching the music video. It's extremely weird. It's not worth it. So I'll honestly give that a 9 out of 10. Because it's like one of my favorites. It's just great. And you might be like, oh, well, Henry, you can't just rate everything extremely high. Well, I can because this is my favorites playlist. So I can really just rate all of them 10 out of 10 if I wanted. But some of them are just like fillers, you know? Okay, so next is For Reasons Unknown. This one is really fun to sing during concerts because there's a part in the song where we all just start shouting it. And it's the part that goes like, I got soul, but I'm not a soldier. That part, everyone just starts singing. And it's awesome. It's honestly, it's amazing during a concert. And they play it. They didn't play it at my concert. Actually, I don't know if it's this song, actually. But it's one of the killer songs. But yeah, this one's actually really good. But I love this song. But it's not one of my favorites. So I think I'm going to rate it a 7. So next, Smile Like You Mean It. Smile Like You Mean It. I like this song a lot. But I kind of figured it out just a little bit ago. So I still really like it, but I think I'm also going to just give it a 7. Great song, obviously, but not in the very highest. Next, we're going into the Imagine Dragons category. I've only talked about them like once, I'm pretty sure. So here's a chance to listen to more. And also, I'll put another podcast episode on Mercury Act 1 and 2, their two latest albums. But it has a lot of Mercury Act 2 in it. So, spoiler alert, you might not want to listen to this part. But, okay, first song is Enemy. You might have heard this from the very, very first album, the Mercury Act 1, not 2, because they have some songs from Act 1 that they put into Act 2 as fillers. Enemy, my little brother really, really, really likes this song. Personally, it's not my favorite, so I think I'm also gonna give it a 7. There's not much I can talk about it because I don't listen to it that much. Lonely, I love this song, but I don't love it that much. I think I'll give it an 8. So, yeah. And also, you might be like, oh, yeah, well, you're speeding through this. And you should give more detail. I don't really want to spoil for the other episodes. I'll explain more about the songs during those episodes. And I'll probably have an interview with my dad. Okay, next is Wrecked. That one's actually, it's also really good. So I think I'll give it a 9. Yeah, that's all I can really say about it right now. Follow You, I think I'll give it a 7. It's not one of my favorites. No Time for Toxic People. It has a very good, it has a very good message, basically. So, I guess, yeah, you should, listen to that if you're looking for good songs. Okay, next is Bones. I really like this song. I can't quite explain why right now, because obviously, spoiler alert, but I really like this song, and I think I'll give it a 9 out of 10. Symphony, I'll also give it a 9 out of 10, because I also really like that song. And then Sharks, also a 9 out of 10. So I guess I do have quite a bit of Imagine Dragons favorites. Okay, next we're going into my my kind of techno part of the playlist. So first is Nano. It's kind of repetitive. But, you know, songs that are repetitive, but they kind of change the beat and how it's repeated. That's kind of what Nano is. And it does pump you up very much. I do listen to it when I'm working. That's why I put on this playlist. Next, Nevada. It has a little bit of lyrics in it. But it is kind of repetitive. Not that repetitive, but I think it's just really good, and it also pumps you up just like the other song. It has a little bit of lyrics in it, but I don't really listen to those because, there's no point. And even if I don't listen to them, that doesn't mean they're bad, because they aren't. I've actually listened to them once, and they're not bad at all. I'm just talking about stuff. Okay, and then next is Ping 2. This is from Exile, which, if you haven't heard of him, he's a really good artist, and this is a part two of a different song. It has no lyrics, but it just sounds really good, and some parts are calming, some parts are intense. I wouldn't recommend the music video because it's kind of weird. But next is Magic from Beat Saber. You might have heard that from the preview in the previous episode. Heard of Beat Saber. But, yeah, Magic is also a really, really fun one to play on Beat Saber. It's very difficult, too. But honestly, this one also I just really like. So I think I'll give it an 8. I don't like it as much as other songs, but I'll give it an 8. Curtains, All Night Long, in parentheses. I also really, really like this song. I did a YouTube video on it, so check that out. But yeah, I just really like this. I just really like this song, so I think I'll give it also an 8. Luxurious Plus, I like this song, but it's kind of weird. I only like one part of it, so I think I'll give this one a 6. All right, and then next we're going into, AJR. There's only two songs that I really like from him, and the first one is The World's Smallest Violin, which has a little bit of bad words, a little bit of cussing, but not as much as would, like, make you to stop listening to it, but it's also just a really good song, and it's also famous. You probably already heard of it, but I like that song a lot. And then Bang also is, they're two best songs, I guess you could say, on Spotify, I saw him as the top two viewed. But yeah, I really like both of those songs, and I'll give Bang a 8 because I don't like it as much as Will Smalls Fine Man. And then this is the last part of my playlist. I already did an episode on this. You should check it out. It's on CG5, which is an artist. And I talked about all these songs, I'm pretty sure, except one. So I won't spoil that much. So one of the first ones, Forget. It's a really good, up-pumped song. I just really like it because that's the one that I haven't talked about yet. So I guess I'm not going to talk that much about it, but I honestly love it. So I think I'll give it a 9. Lonely King, great beat. The message is for like a video game thing. So if you're not into fictional writing and stuff, then you probably shouldn't listen to it. But honestly, I just like the tune. Like I said in the other episode, I don't like to listen to the lyrics that much. I mean, sometimes in other songs, but not really much in CG5 songs. Only when I listen to them a lot, which, I mean, in this case, I kind of do. Okay. Oh, yeah. Lonely King, I'll rate it an 8, because I don't like it as much as the other ones. Vibrant Eyes. This one's also about video game. I just really like the guitar and stuff in it. I'll rate this one also an 8. Good to Be Alive. Since I play the saxophone, I really like listening to stuff that has saxophones in it. So I like this one because it has a really good saxophone part in it. And it has a pretty good message. Even though it's about a video game, if you think about it in real life, it has a good message. So yeah, I like that song, and I think I'll give it a 9, actually a 10 out of 10. I really like this song. So yeah, that's about it. That's my playlist. I hope you enjoyed. MH out.